criticize him, but you know, some of these things I said to him just need to be said. I posted this morning that, you know, I love you, man. I respect you. Doesn't have anything to do with that, but you know, you're wrong. You're wrong on this. And to try to get him to understand, but it comes back to the same thing. Like Kevin Sarge was just talking about there. If they don't have a vision of the bigger battle, it's going to be so easy to dig in on something that really appears to be important, but isn't all that important. And I really think that's where he is. And this whole idea, I'm about ready to debunk forever, this whole idea that God doesn't use evil people.
Yeah.
Now hang on a second. Is that a term we would use for Trump? Is Trump evil?
No, he's carnal.
He's carnal. He's not evil. Yeah. Do we know what John F. Kennedy was like, for heaven's sakes? Do we have any idea what he was dinking behind Lyndon Johnson? Come on. That's here. Bill Clinton.
Roosevelt.
Goes all back, doesn't it? Powerful men have, dare I say it, gold diggers. They're women who want, yes or no. Sarah, yes or no. You don't have to, Sarah. I'm just trying to equal opportunity woman here. Women who want to throw themselves at rich, powerful men for the perks that come along with it. And if you're a rich, powerful man with $5 billion, you'd have to be pretty strong to say no. I just got to tell you, you'd have to be pretty strong to say no to it. We're asking this guy to be the Pope when he ain't even been to church. Go ahead, Sarge. Jared wants to say something too. Go ahead, Sarge. Yeah.
See, we continue to fail to remember history. If you recall the story of the giants in Genesis 6 and how the women sought after the Nephilim. Why? Because of the power of two things. One, the power of the generative force, because size mattered. And secondly, the issue of having relationships with a divine angelic being that gave you more power. That has not changed. That is still in the DNA.
Oh, buddy, that's a good point, Kevin. Those damn women. Go ahead, Jared.
Well, two things. Can y'all hear this?
World's on fire. Our culture is descending.
Yes. And there's a book series that I'm reading. And one of the things that they said, it's really interesting, is you don't have to understand. If your enemy wants it, deny it to them. If they want Hillary, deny them Hillary.
Yeah.
We don't even have to know anything else.
I agree with that, buddy. Else. That's right.
Deny it to them.
In fact, are there any Vietnam vets on the here? I know some of my Vietnam vets, Larry, some of my Vietnam vet friends told me that the greatest frustrations that they had the whole time they were in Vietnam is they would fight a two-day all-out bloody war to take a high position. And they would get that high position, and a day later they would abandon it. And they would go and they'd get another high position and they would abandon it. And the frustration that they had was, why the hell did we go take that high position if we weren't going to keep it? And I see a lot of that going on too. I see a lot of frustration. We're fighting and trying to take positions that we don't understand. And the point I'm making is what Jared just said. You took the high position because they wanted it. They wanted it. And so we couldn't let them have it. And sometimes that's just the reality of where we are, you know. So much to learn. I could lock myself in a room, and I hate to say this. Get on Facebook and on the internet and do research and maybe never come out. I could. Anybody feel like that? The more I find, the more I can't believe. I just can't believe it. Jeez, Lord, help me to see. And I want to learn it so I can share it. I don't want to learn it so I can be a know-it-all. I want to learn it so I can share it. Because I don't know it all. I got something today that's going to be kind of good, I think. Pray that it is. Lord, let this be good this morning. Just thank you for this day that you've made. Lord, we pray for right now, we pray for Rich Walker. Guys, listen, let's all pray for Rich Walker. Rich Walker is a follower of our program. I've never met him, but he's been harping for 3 weeks to get a meeting with his pastor, and he thinks he has one today. So, Lord, we just pray for Rich today, that you would strengthen him, give him the words, Lord. Said he'd be brought before governors and kings and pastors for a testimony. Shouldn't have to worry what he's going to say. Use him today, Lord Jesus. Use this program. Open eyes, open hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen. So Rich specifically asked the guys in the queue to pray for him. So there we are. Try to honor that. Yeah, Kevin says we're so behind in understanding what the reality is and how we're all being manipulated. Did you guys see the Megyn Kelly clip last night with Newt Gingrich? I'm going to show you a little bit. You talk about, oh, my Lord. Fox News is supposed to be on our side, right? They're looking out for us.
They haven't been for weeks.
Larry, they're looking out for us. Bill O'Reilly told me, right? Spin stops there. Boy, was she exposed last night. That was a 7-minute clip. I'm going to show about 3 minutes of it. And wow. World's big and crazy. I got another good thing here. I'm going to, if I get time, a big list of how to decide which candidate you ought to vote for. It's very good. Very, very succinct and very to the point.
Hey, Coach.
Will we be able to print it out?
Yeah. In fact, I'll try to figure out if I can copy it and send it to everybody. Yes. Thanks. Yes, Stephen.
Did you ever, that list yesterday with your reading off of Flip Benham's, did you ever send that out in email?
I don't know if Jared's got around to that or not. Jared has it. So Jared, it's on the website.
Yesterday's episode. I keep forgetting to go to the website.
Me too.
I just go straight to the link and it just takes me straight here.
Yeah. It was very good. In fact, we only read about 20 of them, and there's some more that are really, really good.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm in a big fight with these Never Trumpers, and I've kind of whittled it down. The guys in Operation Save America, there's probably 120 of us. I'm guessing solid guys who I would go to war with. 120. I think it's probably 100 Trumpers and 20 no Trumpers, maybe 20. And I don't even know if those no Trumpers, when they go in behind the closed door, I don't even know if they're Never Trumper then. So it's a very small minority that's doing this. And they're self-righteous, thinking they got it right and everybody else has it wrong. It's, don't ever let me get there, okay? Don't ever let me get there. And you say, well, they say, well, he's not even saved. I said, well, Billy Graham says he is. Franklin Graham said he said the prayer. Well, is Franklin Graham lying? I didn't want to go there. Your pastor told you you're saved, are you? Who do you believe? We're about ready here.
I saw your post on America's Party, Larry.
All right.
You're stirring it, brother. I love it.
You've got to stir.
Here we go.
Hey, pass the salt.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, a month from today, I'll be 64. Month from today, November 26th. When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a valentine? 64, month from today. Gonna be dancing in the streets. Still not into Social Security, whatever that stuff comes at 65 years old, I think so. But the government will get their hooks in me somehow, some way. Glad you're with us today. I got a full load of stuff to share with you. And, of course, we'd love to open up the queue for anybody out there that's got a full load of stuff that they would like to share. The world's crazier and crazier. It's 2 weeks from today is the election. I've never seen anything like it. I get up in the morning and I check the internet to see what bomb has been dropped today. We're really kind of there, aren't we, guys? That we're in such a flux in this election that we're waiting to see which dirt's going to be dropped next on which candidate. And, you know, the WikiLeaks and all that kind of stuff that's going on. We've become so distracted. And again, I don't want to get bogged down. I don't want you to turn in. Michael Savage last night said, no more. He ain't going to talk about the election anymore. That they're playing this for fools and yada, yada, yada. And I tend to agree with that. But I think that we're in such a critical position that it's being important that we continue to talk about. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. I'm going to bring the scriptures into it and hopefully enlighten you to some stuff that I see that's going on. I was talking to my friend Kevin there with the Salt and Light Brigade. Kevin's the commander of the Salt and Light Brigade. He's clear up in Ashland, Maine. I'm going to Wisconsin this weekend, West Allis, Wisconsin. It's near Milwaukee for our spiritual boot camp. If you're near that area, come and join us. The information is on the website there, CoachDaveLive.com. Come on, join us. It's free. It's free. And I'm going to be there. Met Pastor Matt Tuella, the Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate, is going to make presentation. I'm hoping even maybe Jason Storms is going to be able to come. And, of course, Pastor Terry Fisher, who's hosting us. It's going to be Friday night and half a day on Saturday, which will include going to the streets, taking the gospel to the streets. So if you're in that area, go to our website, check it out, and come and join us. I would ask you if you do, if just register online. Doesn't cost you anything, but it helps us know how many are coming so we know how many pizzas we need and all that. And then 17th through the 20th of November, November 17th through 20th, we're having one here in the Columbus, Ohio area. Love for you to come. In fact, this one's kind of our, if I dare call it that, it's kind of our national Salt and Light Brigade reunion or convention or whatever you want to. We're going to be able to get together and make some plans, get some training, get to know each other. And I've shared this many times that scriptures tell us that we should forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, and even more as we see that day approaching. And that's what's going on. We got guys here from Oklahoma and Ohio and Indiana and Maine and South Carolina and Washington and Pennsylvania, New York, Sarah, I think New York and Surge, New York. We're assembling from all over the place. And we got guys down in Georgia and we got guys out in Illinois and we got guys in Texas and we got guys everywhere, folks everywhere. So we're building something here. We'll soon be popular, I'm sure, on Right Wing Watch and on the Southern Poverty Law Center's list and all that. We are God-fearing, nonviolent American citizens. They're sick and tired of what's going on. And we are here to try to restore truth, justice, and the American way. That's what we're about. And we believe that goes through the church. But we also believe that the church runs through the society. That everything, I'll say it again, everything that happens in the federal government and the culture, the church has a position it needs to take. Everything. When there was no king in Israel, scripture says, everybody did what was right in his own eyes. And in America, for years and years and years, that king was Jesus. Jesus was the king. And when Jesus was removed as the king, then humanism, government became king. So we're going to serve whoever our king is. And the only way that the American system of government is going to change is if the church takes its rightful place and reestablishes Christ as the head of the government. Somebody give me an amen, thumbs up on that.
Amen. We're just clinging to our Bibles and our guns.
We're doing exactly what they said. Hey, Jared, just as a heads up, I just heard from Roger. He says he's trying to get on and the huddle phone isn't working. I don't know what that means. So, yeah, Kevin said YouTube stream's messing up again. Them boys. It is what it is. Anybody? Yes.
This is off air on my end.
Huh. I don't know. Jared will work on it.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's the same thing as Monday.
Okay, Michelle said she's not getting any. My wife just came down. She said she's not getting any anyway. Hey, listen, I'm not gonna puddle around. We're gonna forge ahead. The live stream will probably, people can look at it later on. Maybe they're not able to pick it up on a live stream. I don't know what's going on. Not gonna worry about it.
Well, I guess we'll get an archive.
What's that, Ben? I think
it'll be okay in the archives.
I think so. It was yesterday. So.
Yeah, so hopefully those guys won't get into too much withdrawal if they're not able to catch it live. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know if it's working on the Global Star Radio Network or not. If it isn't, it isn't, and do best we can. Phone number's up there, 843-957-8180, 843-957-8180. Eric Larry is our call screener, and he'll take your call, and we'll pop you on the air very, very quickly. I've been relentlessly pounding, spent a lot of time, I hate to say this, you know, you hear about the guy in his underwear in his mother's basement blogging. Well, that was kind of me. I did a lot of that yesterday because I'm adamant that we are at the crossroads, the crucible, certainly of independent government of the people, by the people, and for the people in America. I believe that in the very depth of my being. And I believe that the Luciferians, who are headed up by Hillary and her whoever it is she's representing behind the curtain, if we yield to them in big government, it's only going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And so I'm doing all I can to try to expose the truth. That's all I want to do. And they say, the whole I've lost a lot of friends. Some of you probably have too, but I'm not backing down. I'm not going to back down. And I'm going to try to help us understand that we have got to block the door. We have to be a bouncer at the door of the White House and say, no, you cannot come in here to this evil Clinton cabal. It's evil. And if you're getting any type of reporting it all from mainstream media, if Donald Trump had done what Hillary Clinton had done, he would already be hanging for the stocks in downtown Boston Common. That's the way that I see it. But the media is part of this conglomerate. And if for nothing else, we ought to elect Donald Trump simply to destroy the media, this whole media cabal. There's a lot of reasons. But the problem that I see is happening to us is the guys who started out, election's been long, hasn't it, fellas? It's been a long election season. The guys who started out the election season 18 months ago, whatever it was, some of them took a very, very strong pro-Ted Cruz, but really anti-Donald Trump position from the very beginning. And I salute them, and I understand why they did it, and I agree with them. But here we are now 18 months later, and Ted Cruz is nowhere to be seen. He didn't win. We had a guy who won this nomination fair and square, knocked out 17 opponents or 16 opponents, whatever it was. He's the guy that's still standing. And his whether we like it or not, he is one of the options to be president of the United States. And what happened, I've seen a great evolution, transformation might be a better word, in not only Donald Trump, but in the policies of Donald Trump. And when it gets right down to it, I have to make a decision for me and my family, more so for my family, for the future of my children, future of the next generation. I have to make a decision right now in 2 weeks about who's going to be in the White House. And I can't in good conscience allow the Clintons to get back in there, because I see what they're connected to. And America's not going to be the same no matter who wins the election. But the holes that Donald Trump has poked into the curtain, the men behind the curtain, Trump has poked so many holes in that curtain now. I'll play a clip of him today that's, I can't believe that they haven't done anything to him yet. Those holes will keep America from ever being the same if we're smart enough to see it. I see Michael leaning forward like he wants to say something. Do you want to there, Michael?
Yeah, this election can be our last election. That's what Larry Nichols is trying to say to everybody, is that the cabal is already taking over. They've got more control of the government than we even begin to realize. Yeah. And people are not aware of what we have here as a country. We're not going after America like we should, because this is an important election. And Trump does represent something that is different and will do something that will cause America to turn around in a different way. Sorry, I believe that. I know it in my spirit, and that's where I stand. I'm on the Trump train, sorry.
Okay, hey, Jared, if you would, make that point that you made when we were having a discussion about the enemy.
Michael,
you were getting feedback from me, Michael. You may have to turn your microphone off. Go ahead, Jared.
Mute him here. Well, it's very simple. It's if your enemy wants it, don't let him have it. The enemy, obviously, very obviously, wants Hillary Clinton. How do we not let her have it?
That's our only choice, isn't it? Yeah, you can't vote third party and then trust God, which is what I'm hearing people say. Just vote third party and then trust the Lord. Well, I think that's going to work. I don't think it is. So,
well,
again,
the Cruz people, if they're paying attention, everything Cruz has put out lately, last few weeks, has been very, very much adamant. You've got to vote Trump.
Yeah. I'm with you, guys. I'm in Hebrews 11. I want to show you something today. And again, I don't want to just be bombastic. I don't just want to be a guy that's a blowhard. I want to try to bring stuff to you that when you leave here. What happened to that? When you leave here, you got something in your pocket to take with you. That's what I want it to be. Now, did I lose that? Jared, don't tell me I lost that. Is it here? This is crazy if I did. There we go. We're in Hebrews. Now, this Hebrews 11 is known as the Faith Hall of Fame. All right? If you're mentioned in Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews, I think was Paul, was bragging on faith. In fact, it says, starts out Hebrews 1. I'm going somewhere specifically, okay? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We talked about this a little bit the other day. Faith is evidence and substance. God can see faith. We can't maybe, but God can see it. It has substance. You can actually touch it and hold it. Okay? Faith is evidence and it's substance, and we can't see it. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things we're seeing were not made of things to appear. By faith Abel offered up to God. By faith Enoch was translated. But without faith it's impossible to please him. I'm jumping ahead. Verse 7, by faith Noah. Verse 8, by faith Abraham. Verse 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise. He's looking for a city whose foundations and builder and maker is God. Through faith, Sarah. There you are, Sarah. These all died in faith, not having obtained the promises through faith, through faith, through faith. And then I was reading yesterday, and all of a sudden something went like this to me. Whack! And I stopped. Jay, I want you to go here, Jared. Let's jump to verse 20 and following. Y'all with me there? Verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob. 21. By faith, Jacob when he was dying. Verse 22. By faith, Joseph. Verse 23. By faith, Moses. Verse 24. Moses again, by faith. Verse 27. By faith, he forsook Egypt. 28, through faith, he kept the Passover. 29, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea. 30, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished. 31, and then it gets here. And this is where I had my aha moment. And what shall I more say? Because I don't have time to tell you about Gideon and of Barak and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David, and Samuel, and of the prophets. And I scratched my head and said, wait a minute. What did Gideon do? What did Barak do? Jephthah, Samson. And you know what I did? I did a little research. I went back and checked these guys out. Jared, let's click on Barak there. Do you see on those ones I sent you? I think this is germane. I think this is important. Who was Barak? Because it talks about him in chapter 11. And I can take you all down there and we can read about Barak. And in the book of Judges, we'll find the story of Barak. But most of us don't know, and just the writer of Hebrews just kind of passes over, says, you all know about Barak. Well, you get down there and you read about Barak, you're going to find out that Barak was a cowardly leader, that the prophetess Deborah, the ruler Deborah, a woman, called Barak to come and fight for him. He was a cowardly guy. And Barak actually leads the armies of Deborah. They go in and they fight this great fight. But Barak said what? He said to Deborah, I won't go unless you go with me. That this great leader, Barak, by the way, chosen by God, was in his very heart a coward. And he went, but he said, only if you come and hold my hand, Deborah. And Deborah said, okay, I'm going to do that. But from now on, for out all of history, when we get this victory, they're not going to remember you, Barak. They're going to remember me. They're going to talk about the victory that Deborah won. So Brock right there had an opportunity to be a man, grab the sword, run, said, let's go, let's go, let's go. But no, he had to go hide behind Deborah's skirt. And today we hear people talk all the time about the great things Deborah did, but do you know much about what Barak did? And isn't it amazing that in the Faith Hall of Fame, Paul tells us about Barak? Hey, who picked Barak? Did they vote on it? As far as I know, there's only one guy who had a vote in this thing, and that was God. And God picked Barak. Let's go to the next one. It says Jephthah. Well, who is Jephthah? Because we don't have time to talk about these guys. Who was Jephthah? Well, there you get some questions. Well, let me just give, without reading down through it, you can read all this later. You can trust me. It says, though a mighty warrior, he was driven away from the family as an adult because he was considered an illegitimate child. He was a bastard child, Jephthah was. And he led the Israelites in war against the Ammonites. But you know what Jephthah is most remembered for? Jephthah, a flawed man. They win this big victory, and Jephthah's pounding on his chest afterwards, and he says, here's what I'm going to do in honor of the Lord. The next person that walks out that door is dead man. And who walks out the door? His daughter. And Jephthah, being the man of his word that he was, killed his own daughter. Now, I don't know what you know, but I think child sacrifice probably isn't a real good thing. It doesn't honor the Lord, and I think the Lord abhors child sacrifice. But Jephthah made a vow he should never have made, and the Lord did not disqualify him. In fact, God votes him into the Hall of Fame, Faith Hall of Fame. Well, what about Gideon? Let's check Gideon out down there, Jared. Gideon was a coward. In fact, several times the Lord tried to get Gideon to do something, he wouldn't do it. He's the one that laid out the fleece. He said, okay, Lord, if you really mean it, no, I don't believe you, Lord. And he laid out the fleece. He made the Lord prove that he meant it. And he was full of doubt, doubted his own abilities. We know the story of Gideon and his army, and he had 33,000 men, and he ends up with 300, and they win this great victory, but he did not want to do it. He was cowardly by nature. He had no confidence at all, but God voted for Gideon. God selected Gideon. Didn't appear like to be the kind of guy that you would want, but God recognized something in Gideon that others didn't see, and said, hey, Gideon, I'm going to prepare you for this battle. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. God called Gideon mighty warrior while he was cowardly. Do you see this? So when they were picking a leader, when the vote came down, only one vote, God picked a flawed man. Picked a flawed man. Well, then another one we don't have time to talk about was a dude named Samson. Let's pull him up there. Samson. Well, we all know about Samson, what Samson did. Do you guys know this? Samson was a whoremonger. Did you guys know that Samson was so beautiful that when children were born in that area, fathers would bring their daughters to Samson to impregnate their daughters because they wanted his DNA. Samson was the most beautiful guy ever, and he was a hellion, rebellious, God-hater, Donald Trump on steroids. And when it came to have a leader that was going to deliver the people of God, don't miss that. When it came to the point where God needed a leader to deliver the people. By the way, what ended up getting Samson in trouble? You got it.
Women.
That thorn in his flesh, he had his whole. He was notorious for being a womanizer. This guy was notorious for his vanity and his beauty and his womanizing. And the Lord picked Samson. He picked him. There was only one vote. And the Lord said, I'm voting for Samson. You say, Coach, why? What's this all about? Well, here's what it's all about. God will pick whoever he wants. And chances are the deliverer isn't going to come in the way. When Jesus came, they weren't looking for Jesus. And I'm not comparing Trump to Jesus. But we're never, the person we think the Lord is going to use almost is never the person he uses. Almost never. It's the way that he operates. And we're buried and worried about Donald Trump. Look what Samson did. Read these things. I'll get these all to you. Read about the lives of these guys. God has always, not always, read the book of Judges and of Kings, and you'll find out that there were so many wicked, wicked rulers that the Lord used. I don't think Trump's wicked. I think he's carnal. I've made that point very. Hey, Trump can't hold a candle to Samson, as far as womanizing is concerned. Can't hold a candle to him. And God, the only one voting, by the way, voted for Samson. Now, see, we're living in a time that's like no other time in the world, really. We get to select our leaders. We live in America, and we don't think any big deal about it because we get to. At least we did at one point. Now that's debatable whether we get to or not. And so the idea of casting a vote for a righteous man, that's an American idea. Do you understand that? That's like strictly an American idea. Most nations around the world, they don't get to pick their leaders. And ultimately, remember, Scripture tells us that the heart of the king is as water in the hand of the Lord. He moves it wherever he will. The Lord raises one up and he puts another one down. Lord raises one up and he puts another one down. That's what I think's going on. Could I be wrong? Well, hey, what was it you said, Jared? If the enemy wants something, you have to prevent them from getting it. And I think Trump's man enough to be able to do it with the anointing of God all over him. Okay, you ever seen that before anywhere, fellas, guys and girls?
Coach,
you ever seen that? I know I didn't. He didn't pick the righteous guys, did he? Didn't always pick the righteous guys. And we know what happened to Samson. We know that he ended up losing his hair with Delilah, who, by the way, he wasn't married to. There's no record that Samson ever married Delilah. Fooling around with every woman he could get his hand on. In fact, they got on him because that's all he wanted to do. If it's all about flesh, that's all Samson wanted, was another woman. And they were bringing him to him. And we know of Samson today, poked out his eyes, pulled the pillars down when he went down. God will use who he wants to use. Okay, I'm going to switch gears. Comments on that? A little bit more ammunition to God can't use wicked people.
We don't understand the spirit at all. We're so ignorant. We just stay on the physical level looking for what is God doing here and what is God doing there. But, you know, it's all underneath. It's in the spirit. If your spirit is alive, you'll catch on to what God does no matter what.
Amen. 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 And so I'm saying our neighbor, our neighbor Trump fans out there, this ain't the same position we were in 18 months ago. Things have changed so much. And if you can't see how everybody's ganging up on them, which, by the way, gives me a good time to segue. Anybody else got something they want to say here? Okay, good. Hey, Jared, let's pull that. Hey, somebody give me a thumbs up. You ever seen that teaching before? You ever seen that ever before? That these four guys that the Lord just handpicked said, well, I don't even have time to tell you about these guys. They did some pretty amazing stuff. You know that.
I'm sure they teach that in divinity school.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. Oh, I could go there, JR, but I won't, okay? I could go there. I want you to watch, again, the opposition to Trump. Somebody told me you measure a man by his enemies. Measure a man by his enemies. So, Bill O'Reilly and the crew, they're looking out for us, aren't they? Fox News, they're the conservative website or conservative news source. You can trust Fox News because, boy, they're conservative and they're Christian and blah, 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 blah. Well, last night, the vixen Megyn Kelly had on Mr. Newt. Now, I'm not a great Mr. Newt fan, but Mr. Newt has a unique ability to call it like it is. And this video I'm about to show you, it's about 7 minutes long. I watched the whole thing. I'm not going to show you 7 minutes of it. I'm going to show you about the last 3 minutes of it. And I want you to watch this. Now, hang on. Guys, hang on. Can you imagine if Hillary Clinton went on with Megyn Kelly, if she would cross-examine her like she does Newt. Can you imagine if Donald Trump were to go on with Don Lemon, that he would be cross-examined and attacked the way Megyn Kelly on the conservative Fox News, Republican Fox News. See, Megyn Kelly serves Fox News, who is part of, dare I say it, this whole New World Order agenda. Remember, Jim, thesis, antithesis, remember that? CNN's bad, Fox News is good. CNN, Rush Limbaugh's good, Rachel Maddow's bad. Remember that false battle going on? But now, see, the holes are getting poked in the curtain. Now we're seeing the Megyn Kelly. See, she hadn't gotten over before when Trump went at her the first time. She got a lot of bitterness in her heart towards Trump, and we know this, she can't wait to get even with him. So let's watch about this three and a half minutes, and you see if which team you think Megyn Kelly's playing on, and you watch Mr. Newt undress her. Let's go ahead and play that, Jared.
More Newt Gingrich. He served as Speaker of the House. He's a Trump supporter and author of the book Treason. Great to see you, Mr. Speaker. Thanks for being here. So
it's good to be back.
I mean, with Cook and many other nonpartisan independent pollsters now saying that the Senate is likely lost to the Republicans, what does that say? I mean, if Donald Trump loses this White House race and the Republicans lose the Senate, does that suggest that the Republicans nominated the wrong candidate?
Hey, Jared, can you stop this a second, buddy? Stop this a second. I'm sorry. Jared, if you go to the other one, I have a shorter one on Newt. I don't know if you can see that or not. I sent you a couple emails. The other one says Newt on Kelly, and that's about a three-minute one. Rather than this one, there's some. It's good at the beginning, but it's longer than the segment I want to play. Or you can maybe fast forward this one if you can, Jared. Fast forward it. Let's go to the 3.5 minute mark and just let it run from there. Yeah, right about there, be good.
Behind in virtually every one out of the last 40 polls that we've seen over the past month. That's the reality.
Well, if you want to assume the election's over, skip the next 2 weeks and we can talk about the future.
I'm not assuming anything. I'm asking you whether you believe your candidate's behind based on these numbers and what it says about the down ballot races.
I believe the odds are at least 1 in 3 and maybe better than that, that the difference in intensity and the difference in determination and the degree to which Hillary Clinton is clearly the most corrupt, dishonest person ever nominated by a party, all mean that the odds are pretty good she's not going to win.
What's
now, I actually believe that. This is not just because I'm for Donald Trump. I actually believe the American people
are
sickened
by
this.
So she, let's assume she is corrupt, right? She was as corrupt 3 weeks ago and 3 months ago, and she would have been corrupt and collapsing physically on September 11th of this year, and her poll numbers tanked. But then you know what happened. He had a rough first debate. He took the bait on Alicia Machado. He stayed in that trap for a week. The Access Hollywood tape came out, which was not produced by Hillary Clinton.
She's reminding
that was
everybody.
Trump on camera talking about grabbing women.
Look, I just heard you go through this with Governor Pence. I get it. I know where you're coming from. But let me point out something to you.
Sure.
The three major networks spent 23 minutes attacking Donald Trump that night and 57 seconds on Hillary Clinton's secret speeches. You don't think this is a scale of bias worthy of Pravda and Izvestia? I mean, you want to know why Donald Trump's had a rough time?
If Trump is a sexual predator, that is...
He's not a sexual predator.
Okay,
you can't say
opinion.
That.
I'm
you
not taking
not
a position
defend
on
that
it.
Statement.
I'm
sick and tired of people
it.
Like you using language that's inflammatory, that's not true.
Excuse me, Mr. Speaker.
Donald
Trump
has
no idea whether it's true or not. What we know is that there are at least...
Neither do you.
That's right, and I'm not taking a position on it.
No, yes, when you use the words, you took a position.
So what
I
said
is... very unfair of you to do that, Megan.
Incorrect.
I think that is exactly the bias people are upset by.
I think that your defensiveness on this may speak volumes, sir.
No,
what I said
let me just
is...
suggest
if,
to you.
No. Let me make my point, and then I'll give you the floor. What I said is, if Trump is a sexual predator, then it's a big story. And what we saw on that tape was Trump himself saying that he likes to grab women by the genitals and kiss them against their will. That's what we saw. Then we saw 10 women come forward after he denied actually doing it at a debate to say that was untrue. He did it to me. He did it to me. We saw reporters. We saw people who had worked with him, people from Apprentice and so on and so forth. He denies it all, which is his right. We don't know what the truth is. My point to you is, as a media story, we don't get to say the 10 women are lying. We have to cover that story, sir.
Sure. Okay, so it's worth 23 minutes of the three networks to cover that story. And Hillary Clinton, in a secret speech in Brazil to a bank that pays her $225,000, saying her dream is an open border where 600 million people could come to America. That's not worth covering.
That is worth covering.
You want to go back through the tapes of your show recently? You are fascinated with sex, and you don't care about public policy. Now, that's what I get out of watching you tonight.
You know what? Mr. Speaker, I'm not fascinated by sex, but I am fascinated by the protection of women and understanding what we're getting in the Oval Office. And I think the American voters would like to know.
And therefore, we're going to send Bill Clinton back to the East Wing, because after all, you are worried about sexual predators.
Yeah, listen, it's not about me. It's about the women and men of America. And the poll numbers show us that the women of America in particular are very concerned about these allegations. And in large part, believe that they are a real issue. And
you want to comment on whether the Clinton, do you want to comment on whether the Clinton ticket has a relationship to a sexual predator?
We on the Kelly File have covered that story as well, sir. I will tell you.
I just want to hear you use the words. I want to hear your words. Bill Clinton, sexual predator. I dare you. Say Bill Clinton, sexual predator.
Mr. Speaker,
disbarred by the Arkansas bar. Disbarred by the Arkansas bar. $850,000 penalty.
Excuse me, sir. We on the Kelly File have covered the Clinton matter as well. We've hosted Kathleen Willey. We've covered the examples of him being accused as well, but he's not on the ticket. And the polls also show that the American public is less interested in the deeds of Hillary Clinton's husband than they are in the deeds of the man who asks us to make him president, Donald Trump. We're going to have to leave it at that.
And shut down, Jared.
You can take your anger.
So there you see it, right?
Well, he ripped her a new one.
He did rip her a new one, but can you understand? She's using all the code words, using every one of the code words. This is conservative Fox News. Georgie, did you want to say something, George?
Coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting.
That's something you would expect to see on MSNBC, is it not? Is it not? Guys, come on. Again, what is Megyn Kelly aiming at?
Trump.
Women. 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 That women have the right to be protected from a sexual predator in the White House. And how about Newt when he nailed her down and said, do you have proof of that? No, it didn't matter then. Well, we don't have any proof of that. No, of course. This is Fox News! Stephen.
Maybe her haircut says something about her.
I think a lot of things are saying something about her. So again, I show you this only again to show you that Trump's against the world. Now, hang on. Why would Trump put himself through this? Why would he do that? He's got $5 billion. He could be out playing every golf course he wants to. He could be out fiddling around with every woman he ever wanted to. There isn't anything he can't buy and go do. Why would he want to put himself through this? Other than, I say this, once he got inside and saw what was really, really going on, he changed. That's only, see, I hear from all the guys all the time say, Coach, you're being deceived. You're being fooled. Coach, you're taking the bait. Coach, he's a stalking horse for Hillary. Coach, I'm thinking, Casey, criminy. How many of you would take that kind of abuse so somebody else could win? Can somebody explain that to me? It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense! Got another vid. Anybody got anything to say? Think I'm crazy? Help me out, JR!
I'm just writing down there. Trump has the right enemies. The Dems and the Republicans. The news media. Progressives, communists, Hollywood, academia. I'm taking a look at who I'm standing with, and it isn't them folks. Jared made a great point earlier.
Yes, he did. Jared, make that point again.
If your enemy wants it, don't give it to him.
Amen. Okay, so listen, I got this little sheet. I'm going to go through this really quickly. I think it's Jermaine right now. No, you're just going to have to listen to me. So this is a suggested biblical voting guidelines. And if you want one of these, I'll get some copies made and get it to you. Just stay with me, okay? I'm going to read through them very quickly. Let's say you don't know who to choose for President of the United States. Okay, which candidate seems most respectful to Jesus in the Bible? 2, which candidate will be the best friend of the church and Christians in America? 3, which candidate would be the closest to uphold and promote the moral standards of the Bible? 4, which candidate would be most likely to defend biblically defined marriage of one man and one woman? Some of these will be a toss-up. Which candidate seems to have the best relationship with his or her spouse and family? Which candidate seems to support pro-life rather than abortion? Which candidate seems to have the most devotion and love for America? Which candidate was most likely to protect and promote the Constitution, including the First and Second Amendments? Which candidate will be most faithful to America rather than advance the agenda of the United Nations? Which candidate will offer the most opposition to the progress of the evil agenda of the New World Order? Dare I go on? Let me go on. Which candidate is less likely to promote the politically biased environment issues that are used to weaken America? Which candidate will promote democracy and freedom rather than progressive socialism? Which candidate will be more inclined to stop promoting big government? Which candidate seems to be less evil than the other? Which candidate seems to be more truthful than the other? Which candidate seems to best understand the threat of Islamic terrorism to America and to the world? Which candidate will call terrorism what it is, Islamic terrorism? Which candidate will best support Israel's occupation of the promised land in Jerusalem? Which candidate seems to have the best overall ideas, goals, policies, and ambitions for America? Which candidate will be most trustworthy to defend America against those who want to destroy us? Which candidate can be trusted as the commander-in-chief of our armed forces? Which candidate has the best policy for controlling the flow of refugees or illegal aliens attempting to enter the United States? Which candidate will best support our international allies and friends? Which candidate has chosen the best all-around candidate to be his or her vice president? Which candidate will think first of America rather than his or her political party? Which candidate will act in the best interests of America rather than appease people to be liked or reelected? Which candidate is more likely to work with Congress and leading the country instead of following the party lines? Which candidate will, in case of a vacancy, select a Supreme Court justice that will uphold the U.S. Constitution? Which candidate will surround him or herself with cabinet appointees that will be true to America? Which candidate has the best working solution to help America's failing economy? Which candidate is most likely to stop adding to our national debt? Which candidate will seek to become a leader for all Americans and not just a certain segment of society? Which candidate seems to understand the dangers of promoting an entitlement mentality among Americans? And the last one, which candidate's lifestyle best illustrates trustworthiness to hold the highest political office in the land?
Coach, that might be a third party candidate. Huh?
Yeah, but they can't win. We're talking a viable candidate that can win.
So if they have that package, but they don't have a delivery system, you're wasting your time voting for them? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. No, you're not wasting your time because you'll feel good about yourself. But everything we talked about here is not going to be advanced, or it's going to be advanced one way or the other. There's a reason why Hillary wants to be president, and there's a reason why Trump wants to be president. And are those motives the same? I think it's pretty good, don't you? And gets a pretty good valuation, something we ought to all consider. Because as I've said over and over and over and over, if Donald Trump is or is not president of the United States, it'll be because of Christians. If he is or if he is not, it will be because of Christians.
Amen.
Did you guys, hey, Jared, I'm going to give you a real quick one that you can Google because I want everybody to see it. It's a minute and a half. Find Oprah Winfrey on with T.D. Jakes. It's a minute 30. See if you can find that real good. I want people to see this. Stephen, what do you want to say while Jared's looking for it? I should have had it for you, Jared. I'm sorry.
All I wanted to say was kind of piggyback what I was trying to say yesterday was, we were never taught in public education to understand the power of American votes. And we never understood what that would be. standing for. There was never, I just can't get across it. The more you keep talking about all this, I just look back and think there's never been anything that has helped any in public schools to help us understand our country or any understand the value of our country, the freedoms of our country, the body of Christ in this country. And being able to actually have an opportunity to even have this platform to talk about this stuff and question the tyrannical government and the political elites and
Well, here's what I would say, Jared. I don't see it there, man. Maybe I'll have to try to pull it up there tomorrow. Maybe you can find it on my Facebook page. Here's what I think is even worse, Stephen. When I grew up in school, I was taught about Russia and Pravda and the way that their media was controlled and that the Russians weren't getting the straight story. Look at us, man. That's we thought we had a free press, see? We were taught we had a free press. And we still believe that today when it's very, very apparent that we don't have a free press. We have a manipulated press. We have a controlled press. All of this connected to the whole New World Order. And so one of the things that we're really fighting against at this point is... As I've heard a lot of people say, does voting even matter? Does it even matter? And I would say this. If Trump wins, there's a better chance that voting will matter. If Trump, yes, this is it, Jared. If Trump wins, there's a better chance that voting will matter.
Amen.
We've already seen this. 17 million Republicans selected Trump, and the Republican Party is trying to veto it. We've seen it. The people have already spoken, and the Republican Party, I'm not talking about the Democrats. The Republican Party is trying to veto the vote of the people. That ought to scare us. Jared, just for that very reason alone, we ought to push back against Hillary and the media and all those guys. Stephen wants to say something. Watch this minute clip. Go ahead, Steve.
No, I just want to say you asked if our votes count, then why did they have to do so much defrauding? And with the voting ballots, if they don't matter.
Well, and not only that, Stephen, Megan's on there talking about Trump and women, and Trump has, America has to be protected from Trump in the White House because he disrespects women. That's something CNN would say. That's something MSNBC would say. Amazing. Okay, watch. You want look at this. Dare I say this? Look at this fat. Look at this guy. Look at this wolf. Watch him with Oprah Winfrey. It's about a minute 30. Go ahead, Jared.
What divides us.
Yes.
Rather than what unites us.
Yes.
You brought all types of people together that normally would not be together.
That was my goal every day.
How are we going to get that back in this country?
You got to show. Right now, this is the only show that can do that because you're talking to real people every day. There is no platform for public discourse. The reason why I haven't been vocal other than saying I'm with her is because I didn't know what to say that could actually pierce through all the noise
Wicked
and the
witch.
Chaos and the disgusting vitriol that's going on and Liar. Actually be heard.
It's scary. It's scary at a time that leadership is so critical.
But there really is no choice, people.
Yeah.
All the people sitting around talking about they can't decide. This is what I want to say.
When I'm 30 years.
Okay, here's what I want to say. And also, this is what I really want to say.
Look at Jezebel, take over the stage.
I do this all the time. You get in conversations, and there's not a person in this room who hasn't been in the same conversation where people say, I just don't know if I like her.
Yeah.
She's not coming over your house. You don't have to like her. You don't have to like her. Do you like this country? Do you like this country? Mm-hmm. You better get out there and vote.
I love this country. When I'm 30 years in, I'm going to comment.
Do you like freedom, liberty? Do you like this country? Okay. Do you like democracy or do you want a demagogue?
Okay. Is that unbelievable? Is that unbelievable? To see that powerful man of God who marches around and sells millions of books. And to, he wilted in front of Jezebel. He wilted. He never raised up a standard against that lie. Hey, boys, that's wicked. What you just watched was wicked. Unbelievable. Comments. Sorry, we got 13
minutes. Coach, I wanted to say something. You know, this is something that's in the spirit that is below the surface of everybody. Everybody keeps looking to the media to give us answers, and that's where we get all our information, but it's a lie of the devil. Can I tell you something? One of the men in our group who is in North Carolina did a polling in an area which is very what we would consider liberal, and he went – and they have early voting now. He went there for 3 days, and he found that the majority of the people, and this was a very highly Democratic area, were voting for Trump. Not only Republicans, but Democrats. And he went up to them and talked to every one of them in this parking lot. He did it for 3 days, and he found that the percentage of people are tired of what's going on, and that's why they're voting for Trump. We don't hear about that, but that is what is really going on underneath the surface.
Okay, boys, now listen. Here's what we need to do. Everybody needs to vote early. And I'll tell you why you need to vote early. You need to vote early because you may be needed as a poll watcher. As this thing gets closer and closer and closer, go vote early so you are free on the 8th in case you're needed to go watch the polls. While the cat is away, the mice will play. We can't let that happen. George?
Hey, Coach, while we're waiting for George, I don't. All states are a little bit different probably, but there is a process that has to be gone through in order to be a poll watcher. So if you're at all going to make yourself available, make sure you investigate that process for your state so that you will be not only available, you'll be qualified.
Gotcha, man. Gotcha. I'm even talking about, Larry, just even being out in front of there, standing out in front across the street so people know you're watching. That's my point. Yeah, George.
Coach, hey, there's no question for months. The momentum has been building on our side. And, you know, there's a thing called critical mass, and I just feel in my spirit we're close to that critical mass, and this is the time for believers and Christians to not lose heart but to take heart, and now we need to go just like we do in sports. We need to go for the jugular and get the win.
And, George, we need to do this. Listen, we need to do this. We need to come out of the closet. We need to say, listen, I'm for Trump. We need to begin telling other people, I'm for Trump. And when they say, what? How can you be for Trump? So, well, you know, I wasn't. A long time ago, I wasn't. But things have changed over the last few months, and we have got to stop Hillary Clinton from getting back in. I'm for Trump. You have got to begin to start saying it. Yeah, you're going to make some enemies. But I think it's that serious. Anybody
Amen.
Else?
Amen, Coach.
Cool. I got one more quick video I want to play. I hate to do so many videos, but these things are useful, man. And these are things you can share with others. Hey, let's play that. It just says Trump vid there, Jared. This is from this is on Alex Jones InfoWars. It's 11 minutes, but it's not. We're not going to watch all of that. In fact, Jared, I want you to right. Let's start. No, a little bit more, Jared. Right, and I'll keep on going. This is all good. Because this is all cool. This is all Trump. This is all Trump. And this thing is so unbelievable. I'm watching Jared set it up here for us. Come on back. There we go. Okay, right there, Jared. Start it. Listen to this. Just watch this.
And here is the report.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exists for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last.